Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is Charlina P.F., and actually I have a wonderful show for you this evening, and I'm just going to start it right now, and I hope you'll welcome my guest. My guest today is Lynn Williams, and she is a recognition professional consultant and small business owner. She makes occasions memorable, awardee feel honored, and just because moments, itches, gift baskets, and bags. Please help me welcome Lynn Williams.
Really encouraging. So it is our carefully adopted, really encouraging packages of hope. Is that sort of like motivational? Well, we're more along the line of recognition. I think sometimes we don't recognize people in our lives or the different things they do for us to make our lives happier, simpler, easier, safer, and so that. And how? What was the need that you thought that you saw was missing in the marketplace? Was it more caring or more reward?
I guess it was initially more caring. I think it actually happened purely by accident. A part of my religion. We have a large shut-in population. Sometimes in our busy lives, we think about people, and sometimes, you know, time doesn't necessarily matter to call as frequent or drop as many cards as we like it. So, you know, I decided to send a care package to someone. And the response was overwhelming. I think their family members were more excited, I feel, almost, than I had anticipated. And so I did this more and more, and it was a big reaction. And I was thinking, you know, in our population that is aging, you know, longevity is something that has many issues to it. One of which is socialization, and this was meeting that first in awe of my religious community, but then I did notice this also, as you said, in the wider community as well.
All right, so you started off by giving a package to a friend. It sounds like someone who is a senior person who was at a
doesn't like getting something in the mail that is positive. And they were very much appreciative and supportive.
And now, if it was a religious community, did you send more of a religious feature, or did you send flowers? What did they consist of?
I actually sent food. So at that time, it was an opportunity for me to initiate sharing a meal with someone that was not around the border. So I sent him, and, you know, I had the menu in the letter and everything, and they were really surprised and taken aback, and it was really an opportunity for them and myself to share a meal together. And it actually evolved even more as I sent that package to someone else, where we actually called on the phone and each in our own home, we had the meal together over the phone. And so this idea kind of germinated, and like I said, just purely accidental, and it evolved to something like that.
Yeah, that was one of my next questions. That if you knew the person and you were sending them a care package of food, if whether or not you went there with the care package, and then since it was food, if you sat down and ate with them, but doing it over the phone too, that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're all alone usually, and have someone to eat with you through a telephone, phone wire is very nice as well.
Absolutely.
And probably need to send you a friend. I don't know, did you know her?
I actually did know with Google. I did know fairly well. But, you know, strange things happen over food. So, it was a really a great opportunity. And actually, even the friendship. So that was one thing. But then also, what came out of that was I created a food pantry via mail also. So it was another way of creating or addressing a need, as well as making it convenient to do it. I think sometimes we absolutely want to do things to help other people, but sometimes we don't have the time or the flexibility in our schedule. So with the food pantry, it allowed me to put things in and mail it off. It served the need, and it made the person that received it feel remembered, appreciated, and a part and connected.
Right, so now do you also offer a too, or do you still don't use for your packages still consisting of food or something more? Or
yes, we have. I've branched out, and if we do something like a spa basket, which is not perishable, but also I've added to it a college support and mentoring service to it. So for a very nominal $35 a week that has transitioned from high school to college, a monthly care package, as well as weekly check-in of support as they transition from high school to college and really transitioning into becoming a more independent adult.
Wow, that's nice. Huh. Oh, okay. It's completely different from what I imagined. That's really cool. So, all right, so I know that it started with someone being shut in, and now basically transitioning from high school to college. And can they continue it after college? Or, well, wait, let me back up before I ask that. How long have you been in it?
So, the newness of it has allowed me to be open to maybe addressing needs that I come across as I've been going along. So it's not a stamp that it has to just be a care package for seniors. I mean, I've been asked to do a welcome basket for organization that will be having a training / conference. So the welcome basket will be for the trainers that will be coming in.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. Now, before we get to, and I'll ask you this again, but tell us how to get in contact with you when you have other organizations that you are affiliated with.
Well, you can get in touch with Architectures LLC. My email is allaboutbusinessny@gmail.com. allaboutbusinessny@gmail.com. And my cell phone number is 914-258. I'm not affiliated with any specific organization as of yet, and I'm still in the networking stage, but I am affiliated with two other organizations outside of the Gift Basket business. And let's see, absolutely. One of them is the Institute for Mediation and Conflict Resolution, Inc. And currently I'm doing my apprenticeship there. At the end of my apprenticeship, I will be a certified mediator in the state of New York and able to serve people in all of the 62 counties that make up the state. Mm-hmm. And the Institute for Mediation and Conflict Resolution is located in the Bronx. And it's really a great organization because it's a community resource that helps would like to deal with conflict or resolve conflict without a threatening environment and to deal with those interpersonal disputes. As an alternative to, like, litigation. So I'm affiliated with that organization, and, you know, they are always looking for more people that would be interested in resolving their issues there, and you can always follow up there, as I said, it's for mediation and conflict resolution. As well as I'm loosely affiliated with an organization called Association of Black Educators of New York. And they are actually having their 42nd annual scholarship and awards luncheon on Saturday, June 17, 2017. And the theme is the legacy continues. So they'll be honoring a principal, a teacher of the year, an organization that is a friend to education, and that will be called at Anton's in Queens. And if you should be interested, it's a really great luncheon. The monies that are raised go to the scholarship of high school students, and also for the maintenance of the organization. And if you'd like more information about that, their number is 917-312-3823. And the website is www.abbny.org.
Okay. And you repeat for me the telephone number. I got 917.
Yes, 917-312.
Okay, and you are a professor, is that correct?
Yes, I'm on hiatus from the classroom, but I was an adjunct at within both CUNY system as well as a private college.
Okay. All right, and do you know how much the tickets are for the luncheon?
The tickets are, they're actually for $95, worthy cause of scholarship. This is the only fundraiser that they do per year, and it Anton really provides a really great space for them to have such a very wonderful event there.
Yes, I can distribute. I can give the tribute. Anyway, I I can vouch by. And they have full basement over the entire space, or is it in one of the three rooms? Because I know that they have three different rooms.
Well, I know that usually have approximately 300 people. So I am not sure if it's all one room or it's more than one room, but it should be a very great occasion.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great place to have a good event. I've had a number of weddings there and attended wedding receptions there, so it's a wonderful space. And it could be a lovely event.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been before? You have been before.
I have not. I'm actually newly affiliated with them. And, you know, just to really hear about some of the things that they're really working towards, you know, raising and improving the achievement of African-American children, but all children, at trying to advance professionally, the African-American educator, and all educators of color, to provide a forum to discuss issues that are really related to the need of an educator of color as well as the constituency that they're really serving and teaching. Pursuing active involvement in designing and assisting, you know, policies that will help them in these mandates that they really, you know, strive to achieve.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So now I'm going to go back to your business. So you started the business, as we said, with shut-ins, and then now it's evolved into transition for students from high school to college. What prompted you to make it your business rather than just to telling someone else?
Well, you know, I think I've always had enjoyment socializing with older people. And it's just something that came very naturally. I actually never had any idea of making it a business. But after the 20-something care package that I sent out, my friend said to me, why don't you let people pay for this? And it was like a light bulb going off because I had never thought about it, which is something that I did. And you know, I think the time was right. You know, I was able to have time to really focus on it now and really put the energy I feel that is necessary in terms of, you know, some of the challenges with something like a business like this is really about networking. So it's about letting people know about your business. So it's about going to events. And, you know, it's nothing now for me to go to 2 or 3 events, really just about making those connections, not with the expectation that someone is going to purchase a gift basket from me. Although, if you want to purchase a gift basket, I would love that. But it's really about, you know, building that coalition. It's about making those contacts because it may not be a basket today, but it may be a basket another day. It may be a collaboration. You know, as we said at an event. So it's really just about that human interaction, letting people know about it. And really also, I think, it's about networking to hear about other business owners that are interested in finding out their stresses or challenges. Like, for example, I met someone at an event, and they're having a Black CEO tour, and which is coming up May 17th. And really great thing, because they're coming into New York, and they're going to go to different states. So, you know, if you're a Black business owner or a woman business owner, And they're not blocking anyone. It's open to everyone. But the tour is called the Black CEO Tour. And if you're interested, they will be be a really great opportunity to interact with other business owners as well as learning, because it's a full day of training, and it's only $25, and a full day of training of things such as social media, how to use social media to launch your business, expand your business, really to improve your marketing, all of these different topics will be discussed there. So it will be a really great opportunity to network with other business owners, and it's really about creating your tribe, people that have similar concerns and issues that can work with you, and you can work with them, and really build a great network so that it makes you stronger.
And I'll also put it up on my website as well. You mentioned the challenges and stressors that can be reached from networking with other companies, but what in terms of your own business do you find are most challenging for you?
Well, I think for me, this is a very new business. I think really it's about letting people know, it's about getting the word out. So I really feel that for me, the personal touch is key. Not that I would say no to the social media, but because it's about care packages, I think that personal touch is just a ring on. And so it's really about getting out there with other business owners as well as with people. So, for example, there was a college fair a couple of weeks ago at the Javits Center, and there's actually another one coming up in May. And so I was there among what seemed like thousands of students and their parents and admission staff from the various colleges as far as England, actually. To the Jacob Javits Center and interacting with them and hitting, because you could be the overwhelmed, the parents and the evil students or some of the students that they know this is their next step, but they don't know what to do, so they're just following their parents along from table to table. And it can be a very overwhelming experience for parents. And so for me, I feel that the college mentoring piece is critical because it's really about the transition. It's not just about children or students. It's about families. And so it's about really supporting parents as they let go and let their student or their child become more independent. But it's also giving the student an ear to listen to if they have concerns that they may not necessarily want to bring up to their parents. And it's about helping them explain what the system of this means, what does it say. So my experience as a former adjunct comes into play there of really breaking down what the syllabus said and what is possibly expected of you based on what the syllabus is saying. And really support students to self-advocate and really be a part of the process when they transition. I was actually saying, so it's all of those things about getting that senior to have that socialization, because I can also do, I have a gift where